Welcome back to episode 79 of the Alpha Male Buddhist from Brooklyn podcast. I'm your host, Miguel. Today on the podcast, I'm going to cover something that I call the rule of three. And what it is advice for you to gauge the progress that you're making in life and how to better fine-tune the direction that you're going in for good results and to get, you know, to achieve your goals. But before I go ahead with the episode, here's a quick little announcement and we'll get back into the show. Little promotion. So I got a new hobby, which is graphic design, with programs like Photoshop and GIMP and Sumo Paint. There's a bunch of them out there for free online. I'm developing this skill and I developed 12 t-shirts to promote my podcast, the Alpha Male Buddhist Podcast. I have 12 t-shirts that I came up with graphic designs, and I've put them on my website. As you know, my website is alphamalebuddhist.podbean.com. I'll put a link in the description. When you go to the website, you're going to see tabs on the top that are going to say free t-shirt, click here, and under it or next to it, it's going to say click here to see design of the t-shirt. The situation is, when you look at the t-shirt, it's kind of small and compressed down, so you really can't see the design. So if you go to the other tab, see design, you'll see the actual graphic that I did that's going to be on the t-shirt. So here's the deal. You know, one hand washes the other and both hands wash the face. Free t-shirt. So here's the deal. You just email me and tell me what design you like. They're numbered 1 through 12. And has a brief description. It's going to come in black, white, or gray. You have to be careful with the white, I think, because some designs don't look as good, and then the black. So I just let me know what color you want, what size you want, and if you want the design or the graphic on the front or the back. And it's totally free, 100% free, no charge. I will mail it to you. The only thing that I ask, and this is where the one hand washes the other comes in, I ask you to give me a 5-star review on iTunes or whatever podcatcher app you use, whether it's Stitcher, whatever. Give me a 5-star review, man. It means a lot to me. And like I said, I will send you a shirt. Now, if you happen to like more than one shirt, I can do that at my cost, which is around $10, because you got to include shipping and the graphic and all that stuff. So it's not to make money. I just want to promote the podcast. And like I said, it's a new hobby that I have, this graphic designing stuff with the shirts. So like I said, email me at alphamalebuddhist@gmail.com. Tell me the design that you want, by number and the size and the color shirt you want. Your choices are black, white, and gray. And they're going to be quality t-shirts. And I will send it out to you. You have to give me the address that you want it sent to. And that's where I'll send it to. Give me a 5-star review on iTunes or whatever podcatching device that you listen to my podcast on. That's what I call win-win, value for value. Free is always good. And again, I said, if there's other designs that you like, I can get them out to you and I'll have to charge you. On the first one is free, but on additional ones, I'll charge you $10, which is my cost. Also, give me some feedback on the designs. You know, tell me what you think. And what, you know, why you like it, why you don't like it, what you think of it. And yeah, let's come and get your free t-shirt. So check it out, man. On my website, like I said, it's alphamalebuddhist.podbean.com. And at the top of the page, you're going to see, you know, click here for free t-shirt. And the second tab is going to say click here to see design of the shirt. So check it out and shoot me an email. Get your free t-shirt. And what the rule of three is pretty simple. Rule number one is find out what your passion is. You have to have a passion for something in life. And I don't mean Xbox or eating cheesecake. You have to have a passion for something in life that's tangible. So that's rule number one. Rule number two, are you good at what your passion is? Let's say your passion is, you know, building, you know, framing up walls and working with your hands, you know, as a construction guy. That's really your passion and you're good at it. Well, that's a good start. So number one, rule number one is, what is your passion? What are you passionate about? Rule number two is, are you good at that passion? Do you have that skill, or can you develop that skill that for your passion? And then the third rule, which is pretty much the most important one, is can you make money at this passion? Again, if you're, you know, your passion is Xbox and you're really good at Xbox, the first two pass, but the third you're going to fail because you're not going to make money playing Xbox unless if you're one of these crazy gamers that's on Twitch. So rule number one, what is your passion in life? Rule number two, are you good at what your passion is? And rule number three, can you make money at what your passion is? If you follow that, you're really off to a really, really good start. You know, you talk to a lot of people today and ask them, hey, what are you into? What is your passion? What do you do? And the first answer they'll give you is like, oh, I'm into Drake's latest album or Tekashi or whatever the artist of the day is. And it's kind of mindless because that's really not an answer to my question. Like, what are you into? I'm not asking you, what do you listen to? I mean, I don't really care if you're into Post Malone, you know? And then another answer you get is, I'm into Instagram. I'm into Snapchat. I'm serious. I mean, this is the stage that we're at, you know? Kids today, especially the younger people, I don't want to say it's not their fault, but they've been conditioned to such a large degree by television and the mainstream media and just the educational system to just be mind-numb and not critically think about anything. It's almost like they're a device, and what happens is the way that they need to interact with the world is to plug into the server or whatever that server is. You know, like if it's CNN or Fox News or Hot 97 Radio, the way they interact with the world is they plug into their server and they get their instructions. And if you look at it, you really, really do see that. It's like you have to really look into that, man. I mean, people today are just not connecting with reality to a very large degree. That you're getting answers like Post Malone. Like, I'm into Post Malone. That's what I do. And the way the conditioning is going is like, really today the music is about sex and drugs and having a huge ego, overdeveloped attitude. You know, like just it's me, 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 and I'm great. Because I'm great. Because I look in the mirror and I see myself and, you know, I see everybody else. You know, these artists that I follow, they're great and they have that attitude. So it's going to work for me too. And they end up getting a rude awakening a few years down the road when they start interviewing for jobs or they have a kid and they got to provide for him. And they don't even have a car to drive to work. People feel that it's like a birthright to automatically be famous or rich or successful just because everyone else that all of their other idols are. I'm serious. They really don't seem to have any idea the hard work and the dedication that goes behind success. And a lot of these artists that seem to be successful, you see them on YouTube throwing around, you know, $100 bills and thousands of dollars and stacks of money. It's not even their money. I mean, how stupid are you going to be to believe that? What they're doing is they're putting these kids on YouTube and these artists on YouTube, showing them with all the success, so that these young people want to follow them because they feel that these people are obviously successful and they know what they're doing because they have all of this money. It's like a shiny lure when you go fishing. You know, you take a lure that's like really, really stainless steel, super shiny, and there's no food there. It's just a piece of shiny metal. You throw it in the ocean and, you know, a fish sees it glitter and shine and they go after it and they get caught like suckers. And they weren't even going after a real piece of food. They were going after some illusionary, fake, metallic, shiny piece of metal. And that's what's happening today with a lot of people. They're just getting caught on these lures, on this synthetic reality that's out here. I mean, I really see some of these people, they get on YouTube and they start rapping or doing whatever they do, or taking pictures of themselves, or just kind of talking about whatever, which is cool. I mean, it's nice that you get on there and, you know, interact and engage with people. But some of these people really think they're gonna get famous by doing this shit. I think it's hilarious. Instead of trying to be automatically famous or rich, try considering ways that you can develop yourself and improve yourself so that you can take these small steps to go in the direction that you want to go into, which is not being super rich or famous or wealthy and have your own Learjet, but to be able to pay your bills, to get a car, to maintain your family. And when your kid wants some decent sneakers, you can get him, you know, the sneakers that he likes. You know, and take your wife out for dinner once in a while and get out of debt. That make that as your initial goal first, and then you can start tacking on, you know, all of the other goals that you plan to have, like, you know, getting a home and, you know, saving a little money and traveling and stuff like that. Take everything one step at a time, apply logic, apply critical thinking, and learn how to move those pieces on the chessboard. That's really what you need to dedicate your time to. And that is, of course, the metaphorical chess game of life. If you look into it, you can see that people are being replaced by robots. You go to Walmart, you go to Target, you go to these big department stores, and there's two methods of paying for your purchases. One is you can go to a register, and then the other one, you can go to the self-checkout. And what's been happening is that register with human beings is shrinking down smaller and smaller, and the self-checkout is getting bigger and bigger. Now, you look at Amazon, a lot of their distribution centers are using robots to pick orders, to fulfill orders, and the business is really being conducted to, like I said, a very large degree, robots and automation. I saw a building recently about a year and a half ago that was put up, and it was odd because when I looked at it, it looked like a huge cage with almost like a grid with like boxes. It's hard to explain, but it's like constructed of cubes, like framed out cubes where the whole building is all cubed out with these, you know, like 5x5 inch cubes or 10 foot by 10 foot cubes. And when it was done, they wrapped the walls around it. And I'm like, why is the building being built like that? And I asked a guy on the site, and he said that the whole building is a robotic building. There's like two guys or three guys there that, you know, basically do all the fulfillment, order picking, and put away and everything like that through robot. So what I was looking at is like a whole robot transport / storage system. It's craziness. We're all being replaced by robots, man. The future is here. But I guess that's not really important because my last post on Instagram is on fire. I got, you know, 100 likes. Isn't that worth something? We have to learn to open up our eyes and integrate what is real and what isn't real. And to me, what Drake just said on YouTube or Cardi B's last song does not really constitute how I'm going to integrate and improve myself in this life. Doesn't constitute a reality to me. What we need to do is we need to stop making excuses. You can rationalize anything to yourself, why you were not able to get that job, why you were not able to get that car that you wanted, why you were not able to, what you name it. You can rationalize anything. You can rationalize why you haven't gone to the gym in 2 years and you just put on 30 pounds in the last year and a half. Why you just ate a half a box of Oreo cookies with a quart of milk. You can rationalize anything, but that's not really what's going to, like I said, benefit you in going in the direction that you want to go. All rationalization it's an analytical tool to help you see what the potential outcome of something might be. The way a situation might play out or something like that. It's a tool in your toolbox, rationalization. I'm not saying that rationalization is bad. But like I said, what it does is it gives you what a potential outcome might be or why a certain outcome played out the way it did, thinking back and analyzing it and rationalizing it exactly what it was, looking at it from different angles. I'm not saying rationalization is bad, but it can be really useful for the wrong purpose. It could be toxic and it could be really beneficial if you use it in the right way, rationalization. Yeah, it's like a lot of young people today, you know, the way they gauge themselves and the progress that they're making is they feel like they're doing just fine as long as they look cool and they're listening to the right artist. And I mean, really, this is how a lot of people really view life today. I mean, am I matching? Do I have the right sneakers on? And is my playlist tight? Recently, I just asked this young dude, we were having a discussion about careers and work and such. I said to him, what do you want to be? And he said, I want to own my own house. He didn't, He didn't tell me how he's going to get a house or how he plans on achieving these goals. He told me materially what he wanted in the material world, not how he's going to get it. And it shows you his thought process. It's like me, and this is what I want. Wah, wah, wah. Nothing about I want to get this type of skill or go to this type of trade school, work hard, study, get a decent job, start saving my money, and then get a house. No, no. What do you want to do with your future? I want to own a house. The thing that you really, really want to do when you start looking into your future and how you're going to move forward is you have to be really, really careful how you gauge your process. And what you have to start thinking is on developing yourself and your own skills. Tangible, real skills. And the advice I give to a lot of people is, well, you know, if you're going for nursing or you already have a career path cut out, then you got to follow your passion and go at it as hard as you can. But if you're in a situation where you're kind of looking for that direction and you're trying to improve yourself, the quickest advice I can give to anybody, the first thing you want to do is learn. And again, this is all subjective, but the first thing that you want to do is get up on your computer skills. And what I mean computer skills, I mean Excel, Microsoft Excel, how to set up a spreadsheet, basic formulas, like that. You want to learn Word. You might want to get into, if you're really into developing and programming a little bit, Microsoft Access, which is an awesome program, and it'll get your brain in gear, shake off the rust in that brain. And what I love about Access is you can use it at multiple levels. You can get in there and just dabble with it and create a table and create a simple relationship, or you can really go whole hog into writing code, and it's a really powerful program. But I digress. So the step number one is get up on your computer skills, you know, how to operate in Windows environment or Mac environment, especially Windows, how to use Excel, how to use Word, how to compose an email, how to answer an email, how to follow an email chain, how to CC people, how to BCC people. It's funny, I see a lot of people that have been working in office careers, and what happens is you send them an email on a certain topic, and they'll reply to you in a new email as opposed to clicking reply and keeping that one chain going. Very amateur. When you reply to somebody in an email, when you are answering somebody in an email, click on reply from their email. That way you keep the chain going and you can follow up on the progress of whatever that email was related to. So it's like I said, get your computer skills, your Excel, learn Word, learn proper email. And that's a good start right there. You know, how to save files and such like that. That's number one. Number two, work on your communication skills, written and verbal. You should really practice learning how to speak clearly and in a business tone. You know, and one way that you can really do this, and this is going to sound horrible, but they're really good at it. Watch politicians on television, the way they bullshit and the way they talk. The words that they use, the buzzwords that they use. You can really learn the skill, the art of persuading people by listening to people like this. Listen to Jeff Bezos, the way he speaks. Again, don't intake what he's telling you, but just his speech pattern, the way he pauses, the way he speaks, the buzzwords that he uses. It's really, really important. So your communication skills, written and verbal, and the ability to persuade people, kind of like basically selling them, you know, convincing them, persuading them on your points and what you have to express. And this is something that you can only really get in practicing, putting it into practice. A lot of times, and I still do it till today, just joking around, I'll just get up, I'll be in the office, and I'll start ranting on a certain subject like a stapler or a brand of copying paper, why it's going to launch us into, you know, exponential growth because the fibers in the paper, blah, 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 you know, but it's practice so that when the time comes and you have to do that elevator speech, you're ready. And if for those of you who don't know what an elevator speech is, you should all be aware of the term. Let's say you're trying to sell a product or you've been trying to meet a person and sell them on something for the past year and you haven't had an appointment, you haven't had a chance to see them, and you're on an elevator going down to the lobby of a building and you're on the 50th floor. And it stops on, you know, the 49th floor. And guess who hops on? The guy you've been trying to sell. So now this is what you call an elevator speech. You got literally 14 seconds to sell this dude to get his attention and condense everything that you've been wanting to say down to like a real focused point. And that's an elevator speech. It's a business term. But you should be aware of what that is and be able to persuade somebody really quick. When you're making a sales phone call, you probably got about 6 or 7 seconds to grab the person on the sales call. And the first thing that I tell them is, you know, I buy time, and I tell them, I know you're very busy, but I just want to have the opportunity to give you my business card. Something like that. Just really to the point. Let them know that you value their time. So that's all communication, written, verbal, persuading people, and elevator speech type stuff. The third thing that you want to really be aware of, and this is going to sound odd, but it's really important. And I replaced another, I forgot what the other skill was that I had before, but I kind of just replaced it with this one, just due to the climate that we're in right now, the competitive climate. And that is the skill to learn new skills. I know that sounds funny, but it's a real thing. It's like the skill to learn new skills. You should be in a position where you know nothing about a given subject, and then you should be able to hop on YouTube or whatever resources you have on the web. YouTube is great. You should be able to hop on there and learn the mechanics of whatever certain thing you're trying to get into. You might not know really anything about buying a new car, but you should be able to know what skills you need, what questions to ask, and how to literally go along and logically make a good purchase or conduct yourself in the purchase of a new car the right way. The way I got into this actually was when I was a kid, like 16, 17 years old, I made a new friend. This kid was European. He was from Nice, France. His name was Tony. Ended up being my best friend ever, like my brother. But what ended up happening with him was we were talking about stereos, and I was under the impression that Fisher and Pioneer, this is like 1977, I was under the impression that these brands were really good brands and everything like that. And we were talking about it, and I showed him my stereo, and he was like, oh, that's great. And about 3 or 4 days later, he came to me and told me that my stereo was a piece of shit because it was a Fisher or a Pioneer and whatever. And then he started, he had these magazines, Audiophile and Stereo Review, these different stereo magazines, and he was talking about frequency response and hertz and megahertz and everything like that. This guy was like really up on his audio, but he just taught himself with magazines and knew nothing about the subject and really learned a whole lot about it in a really quick amount of time, self-taught. And if you're able to do that on one topic, you can do it on multiple different topics, because when you really think about it, most things in life are not so super complicated, unless if you're getting into like mathematical equations and stuff like that, quantum theory. But in general, things that you need to teach yourself in life and learn in life, whether it's business related or personal related or recreational, whatever it is, you know, they're really not that difficult, because there's people, like I said, there's no need to reinvent the wheel. The wheel has been invented. So if you want to get into a topic or a subject, just look at somebody who has a depth of experience in that subject and listen to them. And then, you know, you listen to one person and then you flip it over to another person, because obviously you want to integrate the different views and opinions, and you teach yourself and you have the ability to learn. You have the skill to learn new skills, which is a skill in itself. Learn how to learn, I guess you can say. Learn how to teach yourself. And like I said, learn what your passion is. Find out what you have a passion for. You might have a passion for wrenching, for working on cars, for building, for working with computers, for dealing with people. If you like dealing with people and you integrate very well with people, that can turn out to being a really good sales career or an administrative career, you know, dealing with people in an office, in a customer service environment. But whatever you do, find out what your passion is. Find out if you're good at what that passion is, and then find out if you can make money doing what your passion is. That's the secret in life, and that's something that is really not, you don't see it a lot today, people discussing it or going over it, or, you know, they're just talking about the music that they listen to and such. So, you know what, I've rambled on, it's a little bit over 20 minutes right here. I'm going to leave you with that. I want to thank you for listening, and namaste. Welcome to the Alpha Male Buddhist from Brooklyn podcast. I'm your host, Miguel. I like to cover topics from ancient history, great leaders and generals from the past. And I also like to talk about self-realization, truth, critical thinking, and strategic spirituality. Outside the box, nonconformist. I'm here to shatter the myths of the mainstream media and the beta sheeple narrative. Welcome to the Alpha Male Buddhist from Brooklyn podcast. My email address is alphamalebuddhist@gmail.com. My website is alphamalebuddhist.podbean.com. My Instagram is alphamalebuddhist. And my subreddit is reddit.com/r/alphamalebuddhist. That's my subreddit where you can comment and interact with other listeners. And it's a great forum to sit and have an open dialogue. So again, thank you for listening and namaste.